Welcome back, everyone, to the Bodyweight Calisthenics and Bodybuilding Podcast. It has been a little over 2 months since the last podcast, and this time I wanted to talk about inspiration. You know, what is inspiration to you, you know? Many people are inspired by fictional and non-fictional characters, if you will, and I am inspired by a lot of fictional characters. One of my biggest inspirations in training, you know, strength, everything else like that, you know, the physique, is Ryu from Street Fighter, you know, main character. And I like Ryu because of his story, and I like his drive and his discipline. You know, you need a lot of discipline when it comes to training as part of the lifestyle. The lifestyle has a lot of discipline. It requires it. It is a definite requirement over all else. It has to be discipline there. You know, and him learning martial arts as a young boy, learning a lot about himself on his journey, no matter how old he gets, what he experiences, what type of, you know, opponents he goes up against, you know, he learns more and more about himself. He learns more and more on the journey. His whole thing is, you know, fighting opponents stronger than him. This is, you know, this is how you learn, you know, more about yourself, how, you know, to get stronger, to learn more. You know, and no matter what's going on, as I said before, no matter how old you get, you know, what he experiences and what he sees, you know, the journey is never ending. It's never ending. And you just have that, you have that fire, you have that passion to keep moving. But it definitely requires discipline. You know, everyone out there is inspired by someone or something. You know, people are inspired by something, which is, I mean, it could be anything that keeps them moving. It could be like certain way people meditate, or the drive that people have. You know, that there's something that others do that inspires someone. And like I said, there's other people out there that are inspired by fictional characters. It could be even be comic book characters. It can definitely be anime characters. You know, everyone, a lot of people out there like Goku from Dragon Ball, because he almost got a similar type thing. You know, he's all about going to battle, staying in tip-top shape, you know, staying ready, you know. And non-fictional characters, it could be, of course, it could be, you know, an entertainment star, you know, some movie star, someone who's an influencer or something like that, you know, that they're inspired, like they just have this type of lifestyle that resonates with that person and, you know, pushes them to try to achieve that and beyond. You know, people are inspired by others by their feats of strength. You know, there's people out there with natural strength. There's people out there that try to emulate that. What I don't like about people, this is single-minded people. This is people that's just one-minded. And it's not, there are people that's open-minded out there. But the people that's single-minded, that's stuck in their ways, you know, that just assume that everyone else needs to follow their ideal on how to go about when it comes to the lifestyle of just fitness. You know, the more confusing things sound, the more appealing it sounds. It sounds to people, you know, and that's what I think, you know, people gravitate to, is the more confusing something is, you know, they gravitate to it and like, oh, you know, this person knows what they're talking about. They may be onto something. Well, there's a certain look that they keep year round. Another thing is, if someone cannot achieve something, they may be inspired by it, they may be motivated by it you know, at the time. And I'm going to get into this motivation thing in a moment. If somebody cannot achieve something, in my belief, there becomes a hate relationship on it. Like they'll talk shit about it, you know, they'll trash it. Like, you know, this is no good. And, this is not the way to go about life. This is not the way to be, you know, focus on strength and focus on this, you know, that, you know, this, that, and the third, you know, it's good to focus on strength, but you know, there's different forms of strength. You know, of course, there's mental strength, there's physical strength, there's meditational strength, you know, the inner strength. It's there, you know, but trying to achieve a physique, and not everybody has the greatest genetics. Let's throw that out there. Everybody does not have the greatest genetics, but many will make it work with what they have. It's almost the same thing as saying, you know, going into a gym and they may not have the equipment there that you like, or the equipment there that you saw someone else, you know, that you were inspired by doing an exercise on. And they say, oh, I don't, you know, they don't have this equipment, this type of piece of equipment here. And you're like, oh, you know, I can't do what they're doing because they don't have this equipment. The next thing to do is to make it work, you know, use another machine that pretty much replicates that, you know, and there's different techniques on how to do things. You know, form is always very important, but technique has to be in there. Now, when I was saying before as to when they would trash or hate on something, that's when I'm going into the way, you know, people can't achieve a certain physique or can't get as lean as that person or can't have the symmetry as that person, you know, or the aesthetics, the physical look, just all together. And this goes into people who compete. You know, of course, they go on and on about the body dysmorphia and stuff like that. But I don't see that existing as much as people make it out to be. Because when people look in the mirror, they may look at themselves now compared to how they looked back then. And this goes both ways. So say if someone was growing up, okay, you're a lot younger, everyone's a teenager, everyone grows up, you know, trying to emulate this physique or trying to be strong, just depending on what type of era you grew up in. You know, me grew up in the 80s. So during that time, you've seen a good amount of guys who were in shape. Everyone worked out. Everyone was into fitness. Everyone trained, you know, not that many gyms out, but everyone trained in some form of way. Now, in this era that we're in now, let's jump all the way to in the 2020s now. We're in 2023 now. Let's take it back a little bit. Let's say 2016, 2017, you know, around the late 2010s. Let's put it like that. You see a lot of people getting in the training, but a lot of people don't really know what they're doing. So now that the people that kind of paved the way back in the 80s and even before that, you know, everyone's seen Pumping Iron, one of the best training, you know, bodybuilding documentaries made. You know, it really just showed how these guys trained, how much they loved being in the gym, how much they just loved being in shape. And this was around the time where just everyone trained, just everyone worked out, you know. And there was fans of it. Even though they didn't train, they were just fans of those physiques. Like, damn, you know, maybe I can get like that one day. Or it just inspired people to train. This is where I go into the whole topic of discussion here is inspiration. You know, it inspires others to get in shape. It inspires others to train, you know, not to necessarily get like that, but to achieve a physique that they may like to have, either to lose weight. Of course, there's people trying to lose weight. There's people trying to gain size. There's people trying to gain muscle. You know, everyone has a different type of physique. And it takes a lot of discipline. It takes definitely a lot of discipline. It takes the inspiration to get it started. Now, the motivation part, okay. Motivation was the word for decades to just get moving, you know, start something off, finishing it, achieving whatever goal you have. I don't use the word goals because I don't really believe in them. You know, it's all about, for me, it's like a quest. You know, I don't use the word goals. I don't really get into the whole trendy type thing with with how the world is today and how the world was back then. I don't really get into the trendy stuff. You know, my whole thing is I'm on a quest within the journey. That's what I'm doing. It's many quests. It's only one journey, but there's many quests within the journey. You know, I want everyone to remember that, because there may be people out there with the same mindset. Wherever you're listening from right now, I always like to throw that out there, because you got many listeners from around the world, you know, tuning in. So I hope that someone out there may have the same, you know, ideal like that, and say, yo, I'm on many quests. I don't believe in goals, but there's a quest to be completed, and then you move on to the next quest. You know, the motivation thing now is they say, oh, you know, motivation is just a thought. You know, motivation is not really something that holds a lot of weight. You know, you got those people out there that just say motivation doesn't mean anything. You know, it's a thought process. It's not credible. It's not relevant. Well, of course, people will say that, but then in the same sentence or in the same paragraph or whatever they say, they got motivation in there maybe once or twice trying to prove a point, but you're still using motivation as the word, you know. So what word do you have besides motivation? You know, motivation is motivation. There's inspiration and there's motivation. You know, when you're inspired by something that's gonna make you get up and get going with that. You know, it's the same thing with motivation. Like, motivation is something like, is really, motivation is a great word that's used when it comes to fitness, I would say. You know, but inspiration is something that's all around. You know, you're just gonna be inspired to get in shape, lose weight, or, you know, start, you know, anything, start a business or something like that, or just be better, you know, at life. You know, you want to be a better person. That's another thing to be inspired by, inspired by someone or something, you know, as I say again. So motivation is a word that can be used. I don't look at motivation as saying, oh, it's a thought process. Motivation is not the, you know, word to use and all that stuff like that. It doesn't make sense. I believe motivation all the time. You know, you get motivated. I said, you know, you sit down and watch your favorite anime show, or read something and you get motivated, and then you get up. This is like something before training. You know, I remember when Man of Steel came out, right? And I watched it, you know, long after it was in the theaters, and I finally sat down and watched it. And I'm talking about, like, Superman's one of my favorite comic book heroes. And the things that, you know, were seen in that film, and especially when he learned how to fly, that right there did it for me. And like when he was flying all around and everything like that, and you see the sonic boom, like he just takes off. You know, I go into the gym like the next day and like blast legs like it was like like I just had that thought process. You know, I was like, and just inspired by that shit. And I was like, man, you know, I went in the gym and like murdered legs, man, like killed them. I was in there like hitting all type of weight PRs and everything, just based off of Man of Steel, like seeing like, hey, you know, he's my favorite superhero character, you know, to see the outfit, the physique. You know, you get inspired by that stuff. You know, it's not all about just the strength. You want to have the look too, you know, and some people look past that because, like I said before, some people can't achieve that look. So that's when they'll say, oh, just focus on strength. It's not about how you look and stuff like that. I was like, that's bullshit if I ever heard it. I said, stop lying to yourself, because first of all, you're worried about how you look all the time. You can't just say that you're focused on strength. That's a crock. Because if it wasn't about how you looked and diet would not even be talked about, or it wouldn't even be a thought if it wasn't about how you looked and you just focused on strength. You wouldn't even, a lot of these fools out here wouldn't even be talking about diet. They wouldn't say, oh, yeah, here's what I got on the plate. Here's what I'm eating. And then other people are saying, yeah, this goes into the last podcast on people saying, like, what's your diet like? What are you eating? Because of how that person looks. You know, that person was inspired to get the look like that. You know, but things had to change. They had to change up the diet. They had to change up the training. I said this once before in another podcast that when you're trying to get lean, or you've been trying to put on muscle, or when you move up in age, like a year, every year you have to change something, whether it's the diet or you're going to have to change a few moves in your training. That's it. Plain and simple. One or the other has to change. And then at some point in time, when you hit when you hit 40s like myself, something has to change in both. You have to change up the diet, and you have to change up a move, or even add a move in that you don't normally put in, say, prep time. You're getting ready to compete, getting ready for a show, and you do not do a certain move because it does this, but then you turn around and say, all right, let me add this in because now I have to change something up. That's how that works. Something has to change. You know, you see a lot of the calisthenic guys out here today, and they're inspired by anime characters. So many of them. You got Goku and Vegeta. You got Baki. You got like One Punch Man, Saitama. You got so many anime characters that people are just inspired by. You got, you know, All Might. You know, you just got these characters, and they're inspired on how they look. But there's you have to change up your diet, and most of all, you got to change up your training in order to achieve that look. People just want to have the physique, but that, you know, the training that these guys go through in the animes, a lot of people can't really portray them because it's a lot of above and beyond, and not saying they're impossible to do, but it's going to take some years to achieve that. You know, same thing, same thing. Even characters from fighting games. Like I said, Ryu is my biggest inspiration. You got characters from Tekken. Physique's out of this world, you know? So, I mean, everyone's inspired by someone or something, you know, but whatever you're inspired by, don't let anyone, you know, stray you away from that and say, oh, that doesn't make any sense. You know, why are you doing that? If they do start to question you on it, then you're doing something that they don't know much about. You know, they may have tried it before and it didn't work, but you're doing it and it's working for you. You're doing something right. Because you're constantly trying out things and see what works. That's what this whole fitness thing is about. this trial and error. And that was the most biggest thing back in the day, was trial and error. Today, trial and error is like a footnote now, because there's coaches everywhere, trainers everywhere, gurus, know-it-alls everywhere, experts that think they have it all figured out. And the biggest problem with that, a lot of them don't look the part at all, which is like, it's crazy. It's like ass backwards. Like, what, you know, how are you giving, you know, advice and not looking the way you should be looking? And then again, on the flip side of that, there's people that look the part, may have the look, that don't know what they're talking about because they've never went through trial and error. They got someone as a coach helping them out, which is crazy. You know, what can I say? But that's going to wrap it up for this episode. And I'd like everyone to, wherever you're listening to from around the world, wherever you are in the world right now, if you're listening to this, I want you to think about what inspires you. What inspires you, and stick to that. You know, your lifestyle, the way you go about your whole fitness thing. You know, like I said before, there's a quest. Many quests within the journey. And once you complete one quest, you're on to the next one. That's what it said in the Forbidden Kingdom. As one journey ends, another one begins. I want everyone to remember that. Take care. Peace.